It's Wednesday, November 3rd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Managed employee experience services. Is that the next thing? Chromebook saturation achieved, and Google expands its certification program, including IT support. This is the Business of Tech. So let's talk about two bits of service provider research. First, ISG with their analysis of service providers. Quoting the report, while firms in the U.S. are not expecting all employees to continue working from home, they are planning for lower office occupancy, according to ISG. Investments in virtual collaboration tools are a top priority for 72% of U.S. companies, the report says, citing third-party research. ISG finds that between 20% and 50% of managed service providers' U.S. clients have stepped up their engagement with workplace transformation consulting. The scope of managed employee experience services is also expanding, ISG says. In addition to automated ticket resolution and predictive analysis, which are now standard offerings, providers are now demonstrating correlations between high-quality digital employee experiences and improved business performance. This market also has the potential for significant growth, as only 15% to 30% of providers' U.S. clients have signed managed services contracts with services agreements based on specific digital experiences of end users, the report says. Let's pair that with Kaspersky's MSP report, which I missed when it came out about 2 weeks ago. Over half, 52%, of businesses polled by Kaspersky cited requirements of special expertise as their top reason for partnering with an MSP. The vast majority of traditional MSPs, at 81%, reported having a bigger client base in 2021 compared to 2019, according to the agency. For MSPs with a focus on security, that proportion was even higher at 91%. When asked to name their top challenges for 2021, nearly a third, at 32%, of the MSPs Kaspersky's polled cited competition from other service providers. That's up from just 19% 2 years ago. Now, why do we care? Next to each other, these almost sound like a tale of two worlds. I actually think this is complementary data. Business needs technology more than ever, and it's moved beyond basic infrastructure management. There's a bit of a digital divide between the haves and have-nots in service delivery. How many listeners would agree that automated ticket resolution is a standard offering? ISG seems to think it is. It's not a PSA or RMM feature I've seen yet in any of the established big four players, but somebody tell me if I missed it. Only 15 to 30% of contracts with specific digital experiences of end users sounds like the market direction to me. How many of you are thinking about the end user experience? Is that your service offering, or does it need to be? I've covered Chromebook growth before and was on a tear for a while there. And now, per IDC, that's off, down nearly 30% in the third quarter. IDC data shows that Chromebook shipments fell 29.8% in the third quarter compared to a year ago. In addition, tablet shipments fell 9.4%. The reason? The analyst says that schools and governments blew out their budgets to provide devices for remote learning, and that the education market is now saturated in the U.S. and Japan. Tablets are off too, just not as much. All regions but Asia-Pacific are down. Overall down 15% year-over-year, North America down 23%. This is Chromebook-specific. PC sales are roughly level, if up slightly. Now, why do we care? Saturated, huh? Well, that's education. Doesn't mean that's the only market out there. If one believes in the cloud SaaS world, I think there's space for more than just that one market. And last I checked, society keeps producing kids, an endless supply of customers. A few years ago, Google launched their non-college certificate program for basic IT skills. They're expanding the program, which they recognize and pay at the college degree level, to include more students. Google has announced they will make the certificate program free for community colleges and vocational high schools across the nation. Connecticut has already announced they're offering Google Career Certificates across its state and university system. There are also now 150 companies accepting the cert for some jobs, including Walmart and Verizon. The program is an online program completed at a self-paced speed. The website claims completion in 6 months with under 10 hours per week of study. Now, why do we care? How many providers are looking at this program? You're aware there's an IT support one, right? Have you looked? If you're bemoaning not having enough people, well, here's another option. Did you know that the average MSP spends 10 hours manually inputting accounting data each week? That time is 120 prospect calls, a month's worth of the business of tech, or building an entire Lego Death Star. Gazinta Mobius can make your life easier through accounting automation. Automatic sync of invoices, expenses, and inventory from ConnectWise Manage into QuickBooks Online in just a single click of a button. With onboarding, direct support, and regular feature releases, Gazinta is a family-owned company dedicating to making software suck a little less each day. Visit them at gozinta.com. That's G-O-Z-Y-N-T-A.com. Thanks for listening. Tell you, I think that Google program's a thing. Do you think I'm right? Do you think I'm wrong? Hit me up in social. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.